Legendary musician Antoine Fats Domino passed away last week. Yesterday, New Orleanians celebrated his life and career with a second-line parade. WWNO's Travis Lux was there.
The whole thing started at Vaughn's, a bar in the Bywater neighborhood. The intersection out front was packed by 5 p.m. There were people selling cold drinks and cotton candy. There were barbecue stands on portable trailers. One person was even wearing a Fats Domino fat suit complete with a papier-mâché head. But most people were just wearing some shade of blue, a reference to the titles of some of Domino's most famous songs, like Blue Monday and Blueberry Hill. Once it got going, the second line marched all the way down St. Claude to Domino's house in the lower Ninth Ward and back. People came out for all kinds of reasons. Nostalgia for Linda Hayward.
That walk into New Orleans when I was a little girl, my parents playing his music.
She doesn't live in New Orleans anymore, but just happened to be in town and felt she couldn't miss it. Shedrick Roy says Domino was a trailblazer for black musicians.
Before Lil Wayne, there was a Fats Domino who paved the way for all of them, for Beyonce, for Jay-Z. That's gigantic.
Calvin Scott says he honestly wasn't even that crazy about Domino's music.
I mean, you know, I never really was off into that style of music, because when I came out, it was all about disco and soul and all of that type of stuff.
But he loves that Domino stayed in New Orleans despite all his fame.
I mean, he was a fixture of the neighborhood, you know, guy that made it big and never left the hood, you know what I mean?
But regardless of why they were there, it seemed that everyone had their own favorite song.
I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Mm-hmm. My thrill on Blueberry Hill.
For WWNO, I'm Travis Lux.